Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Kit Irwin, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is what will happen if you date someone above your eye level. What I learned from being a 5'1½" woman married to a 6'4" man. When you stand close to him, your head will be even with his chest. You'll have to lean your head back all the way to see his face. The downward pull will force your mouth to open. You will look like a fish or a muppet. You'll never physically see eye to eye. Before you hug him, you will have to pat him down because anything in his breast pocket will be jammed into your face. Zippers will scrape your skin. Bulky belt buckles will stab your breasts. Once you know where the objects are, you'll be able to contort your body for a squeeze within the safety zone. When you separate in crowded places, you will be the one responsible for always finding him. If you ask why he never finds you, he may tell you the truth. You are indistinguishable from the other mounds of hair. You will not know what he looks like on top. He could be bald or have an intricately patterned comb over, but as long as he has hair on the sides, you'll assume he has a matching crown. The first time he changes a light bulb in a ceiling fixture without needing a chair or a footstool, you will be in awe. The highest you'll be able to reach is an inch below his height. Your parents will also be awestruck. What else exists beyond your imagination? Are you ready to feel truly small? While you can't imagine what life is like from his height, he won't be able to imagine what it's like from yours. He will change the shower head to a handheld model and not realize that you can't reach to put the nozzle back on its mount. You will need to fling it up there, and you will miss. Several times. Every time you shower. He will wonder why the nozzle keeps breaking. The only way you'll be able to simulate his world is to visit a preschool class. There, you will tower over the children. If you hold something above your head, you can watch them jump in vain. They may kick your shins to equalize the power. Take notes. He will eat more than you can imagine. He will eat twice as much as you, and he will stay thin. You won't. What you call a meal, he will call a snack. To him, a platter is a normal-sized plate, a pitcher is a mug, and serving bowls are soup bowls. Storage will be a problem. The upper cabinets, the ones you consider fit for only rarely used items, will be eye level for him. He will store everything high. You will need the footstool, but he will trip over the footstool and move it to a far corner of the house. He will also put things on top of the kitchen cabinets. Even with the footstool, you will not be able to reach these items. Don't bother using a grabber designed for the elderly. The grabber is as effective as the claw is for removing toys from an arcade game. Use barbecue tongs. Designed to hold burning coals and slabs of meat, the tongs will safely lower a bleak vase, a silver salver, or the sour apple schnapps. When you are in bed together, you will only be able to spoon one way. You can press up against his back and fit your knees behind him. If he tries to spoon you, his knees will push your legs out straight. If you are taking an airplane together, you will sit apart. He will pay for the extra legroom, and you will be in the back near the restroom fumes. When you are with him, you will not be able to hold an umbrella lest you poke his eyes out. Instead, you must scurry alongside him. Wind will blow the rain onto you while his upper body remains dry. complain if you must, but drowned all hopes of being heard. He is the average height for a shooting guard in the NBA, while you're the average height for a 72-year-old woman. You will both shrink as you age. He will approach normal male height, while you will wither to the stature of a child. He will be your ticket to know what a crowd is looking at, your very own human periscope. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.